Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing today? For those of you who don't know who I am Skip LaCour, and I do this every single morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. It's what I call our morning connection, just you and me, two guys just talking, going through the journey of life together. It's light talk. You know, it's not instructional. There's tons of great instructional information on the internet. If you're like me, you go, oh, I want some of that. I want some, you know, I really should do that. I should do that, right? And you just get bogged down with all this information. You really don't do anything with it, right? This is just light and breezy, just two guys talking. I talk many times throughout our morning connection live interactive video chat that you are the average of the five people that you spend the most of your time with, whether that is whether you think those are high quality people you spend your time with, or maybe you think that they're losers or people who are always struggling, right? You're responsible for the environment of people you hang around. You can't just tell yourself you're just better than the people you spend most of your time with. You are the average. Those thoughts, those opinions, even how much pressure you put on yourself will be determined by what you kind of soak in every single day, whether you realize it or not. That is why it is just so important to surround yourself with positive, ambitious, driven people who are going in the direction that you're either going in or you want to go in, right? And I want to hope that our connection every single morning today, I am elevating your average of the five people who you hang around most. I want to get the shout outs. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, John. Good morning, John Garcia. Happy Sunday to you too. Hello, Hadir. Hello, Maya. So much love, so much respect for you guys for showing up and feeding your mind with this positive energy. Get yourself to focus on what you want most in life. You know what? Maya asked me, did I watch the All Blacks? You know, I'm not a big rugby fan, but you know what? Just by chance, I did swing by that on the television yesterday. Right? Hello, Khalil. Hello, Marion. How are you doing today? So glad to have you. By the way, for those of you who are on Facebook or you're listening to this on a replay podcast through Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, I do this live also on my channel on Periscope, and that's at Skip LaCour. All right, so I'm doing everything I can to use my time most efficiently to spread my message, help you in any way I can. Bro to bro here. Hello, Sarah. How are you doing this morning? So glad to have you here. So if there's anything that you can do to help me, and let's get this message out. Greetings from the airport in Paris, France. Thank you so much, John. I appreciate that. Now, if you can share this with your feed on Periscope, your followers, if you can continue to let me give you the shout outs. Good morning, Jim. So your Facebook feed, your followers can see what you're most interested in or share this. I'd really appreciate that. Special help would be appreciated on my Facebook page. As you can see, there's over 500,000 people who are on my Facebook page. I speak English. A lot of the people on my Facebook feed do not speak English. And so this is how it works, is that the interaction, right? So if I put a picture of my kids, let's say, have I put enough pictures of my kids on my Facebook page and Instagram? I'm not sure if I have it. Let me know if I haven't. I'll make sure I don't fall behind there. No, I'm just kidding, right? Or if I put a bodybuilding picture, right? The international language visually, right? I mean, all kinds of likes, all kinds of interaction on Facebook. Most of my communication is this way, through video or through my written word, English, English, English. And so the challenge is that most people can't relate to English. They don't speak English on my page. And so the visibility rate on Facebook is really low. So there may be like 500,000 people who are on my page, and you think, wow, that's amazing. It's just that when I have this feed right now, only a very small percentage will see it unless I get more interaction from my English-speaking friends out there, right? So help me spread the word. Just like, share, comment. Thank you for allowing me to ask you to do that, by the way. You know, I really appreciate it. That's the reason why, is because here I am doing this for you every single morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. I want to do everything I can to spread the message in the most effective and efficient manner. I want everyone to hear this kind of stuff. I want to do my best to raise everyone's group of people, that environment of people they hang around most. I want to do my part to raise your average if you are in need of a mentor, a friend, someone who's playing life at the same level as you are, or the level that you aspire to live at one day. All right, so help me do that. You know, I've added another element to this, and I'm always looking for ways to take my mentorship, my coaching abilities, my being a friend, using my experience. Especially, I talk about how I'm really excited when I've been in painful situations I just couldn't figure out. But I was gritty. I was tenacious. I went through all the change in thoughts and actions, and I made it to the other side. And then I see my friends, my buddies, my followers, who are back where I was before I went on that gritty, determined journey. And, man, I have so much insight and so much direction. Those are the things I like to talk about most during these Morning Connection live video chats. It's MTC, mental toughness conditioning, just reminding us of what we already know, just getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So we actually tackle it, we actually follow through, and then little by little we create that life that we really want. I've added another element as I'm trying to make my ability to connect with you, my ability to provide value in your life, is to have you call in to this live video chat every single day. Right, and so here's the phone number. Hello, Jeremy and Kristen. How are you guys doing this morning? Good morning. Good morning. How did your event go yesterday? I know you had a big event. So here's the phone number: 213-973-8790. 213-973-8790. Now, look. I know that I can see how many people are watching this feed right now, and I would want to do everything I can to help you, but you're going to have to take action and make that call. I just want to tell you, I know that, where do you see this? Where do you see this on social media, where there's a live video chat? This guy shows up every single morning at the same time to give you structure and consistency. He's sharing his thoughts and his stories, doing whatever he can by even showing up every single day. This is like, I don't know, about 60 days in a row that I've done this. And answers questions, gives you a chance to reach out, to get an email or phone call later at skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, MC for Morning Connection. That's skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Websites, bodybuilding training, skiplacour.com. My story that a lot of people can relate to. And that is on itsamatteroftrust.com. That's my book coming out, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. I have a lot of passages from that book, so to add some insight, maybe you'll just find that interesting. To manformation.com, confidence and leadership strategies, and all the podcasts that I've done over the years and I continue to do. For example, for those of you who are really into fitness, it's really what you love. It's just that it may be limiting you. You want to expand other areas of life. I do a weekly podcast, More Than Just Muscles, right? You can look that up on iTunes, just punch in Skip LaCour, More Than Just Muscles, and do that podcast. I'm always looking for ways to help you make that breakthrough. And I know that this isn't a real conventional. Nobody's really doing this on the internet right now. That doesn't mean it's not a great way for us to connect and a great way for you to get that one small distinction, that one small shift that may take your life to the next level. I can tell you this, and I've mentioned this many times, and that's the reason why I've added this element, is that I've done this before, and I can tell you how it's taken my life with connection with mentors who I spent time with, they've shared their knowledge with me, all because I was bold enough to make a phone call to a podcast at that time, to talk radio shows at that time, right? And, you know, obviously it's not a conventional way to go about things, but you may want to consider that. Again, here's that phone number again. Right? Just go ahead and write it down. So even if you don't feel bold and assertive enough, maybe your life is just so amazing right now, you can't use the insight. Maybe you're shy. You can be anonymous. I won't even use your real name. Whatever it takes. I just want to provide that service for you. All right? So that's the phone number. Hello, Raul. Thank you for being here. So I want to open up this to your feedback, any questions that you might. What are you learning? What are you finding most valuable about our time together that you spend? A lot of you, I see you. I recognize that you are showing up to this morning connection every single day. Maybe it's because it's so new. What's this live? Right on my Facebook feed, right on Periscope. Maybe it's rather new to you. Just find it interesting, right? Maybe you don't you haven't necessarily made a connection how I can use this great cutting-edge technology and how you can actually use in your life. So you're sitting around. But take that number down. Maybe it'll marinate. Maybe tonight. Maybe this week. And maybe when we connect again in the future, you'll find a way for it to help. All right, so we have first time 3 months. Kind of put that back up for me. I think it was Darren. It was his first time viewing in 4 months. Put that comment back up there for me. It looked interesting. I just missed the second part of it, right? So that's on Periscope. But again, call me right now, 213-973-8790. I'm going to be prepared. I know, like I said, I know that only the bold, most committed, people who are either really in pain right now and they're thinking, man, this guy seems genuine. I've been following. So he's got some good advice. Okay, it's your first time tuning in live. Awesome. So you've been listening to the replays, whether they're on Periscope or YouTube or on Facebook. Is that it? All right. So tell me what you find most valuable. Again, this, you may not be in that source of pain where, you know what, I like this guy. Seems to know what he's talking about. I need a mentor. I need to raise the average of the five people I hang around most. But you're not in enough pain to actually do anything about it. Just say, what the hell? What do I have to lose? And do that, right? Or maybe you're just not that hungry, that drive, like, ugh, things are okay, but I just know that I can do so much better. All right. Listening through iTunes. Awesome. So maybe you're not, that's the, you know what the state I'm in is exactly that ladder. The one that I just talked about is that, you know, things are good. I love connecting with you guys. I love what I do. I love connecting with my guys around the world. I love my family. I love what's going on. It's just that as you accomplish more, you just think, wow, you know, the level of fulfillment in my heart, achievement, accomplishment, happiness, all those things. And I think about where I am today and where I was 10 years ago. And what I realize is it's not that much more difficult, right, to live such a tremendously, a massively better life. It's just slight differences in thinking and then stacked over time. And it makes me think, why did I think of this a long time ago? It also gives me this hunger inside. Wow, if getting from there to here was just a few small shifts, what if I make... If I were to make just a few more small shifts, just think what the possibilities are. And what that does is it excites me to have more, to experience more for my family, for my kids, for you, to become better at what I do. I've got so many things planned. And it just, the more you achieve, the more you think, wow, this world, it just has so much to offer. I just got to go out there and get it, right? Manformation 2016. That's our year. Keep on, that's what's getting me really excited. Go to manformation.com if you want a little taste of what we're going to put on steroids in 2016, right? So that's where I am. I mean, maybe you're not at that place. Maybe you got some kind of goals and you're kind of lukewarm about them. And maybe when you really get excited about it, I mean really get excited about it, maybe you'll say, what the hell? This guy seems to know he's gone my path. That's true. John talked about that. We've got more viewers than normal. Just to let you know, I sent this out to my mailing list a half hour ago to let them see what I was doing. I don't always connect. Do you guys read emails, by the way? I mean, tell me what your thoughts are. That used to be a platform. You'd send out an email, and you can actually connect. I don't know about you, but I get a lot of emails, and especially if it's somebody I personally know in my life, and I don't even know if I even get those kind of emails anymore. They're usually texts or actual phone calls. But I don't open up emails anymore. And, you know, do you guys open up emails? Is that even a way to communicate today? Oh, good. Didn't know you were. So look at that. Did something outside of the box. So he was telling me that he's on my email list. Didn't even know I was doing this live. And so, good to know. Good to know. I always love your feedback of everything. You know, that's what part of this. This isn't calling just to ask questions to take your life to the next level or whatever challenge you are. You just have some feedback for me like that. I appreciate everything. The better I become with the more feedback you become, trust me, in some way, shape, or form, you're going to benefit. You're either going to benefit by the way you want to go about things, the way you want to be a teacher, a leader, you want to go about your life, or you'll figure out, you know, that's good what he's doing, but that's a good base, but I can do it even better, right? Or if he can do that, I can do that too. Some way, shape, or form, this is going to help you out. Now, I want to tell you, and that's a good observation, John. I think that as we've been doing this, this is like a record number of live viewers. Awesome. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate that. I want to talk about what, as you're thinking about making a phone call in, someone reached out to me yesterday or the day before, and it was a gentleman in some pain. And so I think that it's something that either you can benefit directly from what you're going through right now. Maybe it's something that you, some pain you experienced in the past, and you know, maybe me talking about it right now will help you, you know, maybe clear up some of the gunk from as it's in your rearview mirror as you're remembering it. And you know, if you're happen to go on through this challenge in the future, or if you're dealing with somebody going through this, you might have some more empathy, right? There's always ways to learn by this story, this condition of life that we're all going through, if we're paying attention. So what he talked to me about, it was a 30-year-old man. And actually, when someone reaches out to me, just to let you know, I get on the phone and I call him. I actually called him twice, and I usually give you guys one shot when you fill out the forms at skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. I usually just reach out once because of time constraints. But I just wanted to really reach out, so I actually called him twice. Now, I don't know if I left a message. I don't know if it's embarrassing, too painful to talk about. But basically, he's a 30-year-old guy, 30-year-old man, and his girlfriend, I don't know how long he was dating her, but he found her you know, online, having an inappropriate relationship, and also from what he knows that there was a kiss, right? And so his thing was like he dealing with all that, right? And you know, I don't know all the particulars of the situation, but you know, I could sense his pain. First of all, the thing I want to tell him is that whether guys, you guys want to admit that to yourselves or other people or not, I think that if you've dated long enough, we've all experienced something like that. Now, that doesn't make it right. That doesn't mean the challenge that we have in front of us that we don't have to deal with. I just want to give you perspective. A guy who was that single guy for a lot of years, going through that for a long time, a lot of experiences, and what I used to think about it now. And then now as I made it through a lot of work, a lot of working on myself and really defining what I wanted to being happily married and a way of being married that I wouldn't have thought was possible when I was on the other side, when I was single and I hung around all my single guys and we all went through like kind of the same challenges, the same situations. And then one of our buddies, he seemed happy, would go, "You just wait and see. You just wait and see how long that can last." Yeah, right. High five, right? With my all of us who are struggling. I never would have thought it would have felt, it would have been like this. Now, I tasted, I touched, I, you know, I would see people like this. As a matter of fact, I've got a brother who's 11 months older than I am who went that route. And I have clients that they don't have any of that trauma. They don't have any. It's just like they're, that's a constant. And then they go through their lives just accomplishing things at a much, much higher level because they don't have all that drama to deal with. Man, if I could just have all the time that I spent, all the batteries I drained, all the distraction I had from not understanding relationships, not understanding myself and what I wanted, man, just think of what I could have accomplished. So if you're that way, I mean, I'm not some guy who's only had it one way and but it affects everything. I'm telling you, you may not want to believe that you can block that. And you probably can block that. But there's, if you're like me, at least, it's a part of your life that you eventually want to get and figure out. It just makes life so much easier, and it distracts you in so many ways that you wouldn't believe. Right? You know, like I said, I don't know this guy's particular situation, but to believe that he's the only guy who's ever gone through that, that's just not true. And I talk to men all the time. All the research that I've done, you know, through my personal experiences and creating the Man Formation program, again, go to manformation.com. It's so much more common than you think. And just a little bit of perspective from your big brother, Skip, is that dating, now I know that when you're dating and then, I don't know, after 3 weeks or like 3 months or whatever, you know, oh, we're now committed, right? And so you expect their 100% focus, attention, no longer fielding any more options because they've known you for 3 months and it should just be a lockdown on you. And if they were a good girl, they would never even think or entertain the thought of another man. Why? They met you, right? Sometimes we as men, we kind of have that opinion of how it should work. And now, if I talk to you bro to bro and we kind of built rapport, I mean, I can tell you if I said that to most guys, well, that's the way that I am. Okay. Sometimes people, especially some guys that I've hung around, it's easy for them to meet a girl and then be totally dedicated. And then I guess after just, 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, you already know everything about her that you can lock down a decision for the rest of your life, right? I mean, is that the way you want it to be, or is that reality? You know, the truth of the matter is you're going to learn more and more things, and then you're going to grow in that time, and then you figure it out, right? And a lot of guys who think that they can, you know, meet a woman and then lock down, it's because they know what they want and how it all fits out. It may have less to do with the person and whatever their challenge is, or if they don't care, it's because their focus, they put relations, regardless of what they think, it's such a small part of their life, and they're focusing their attention on other areas. I mean, that was my case. I mean, communicating the world, conquering the world, winning bodybuilding contests, everything that if you look on Google and you see that I accomplished, I mean, that, for whatever reasons, I mean, you can figure that out on, if you go to itsamatterofchoice.com, what I was going through, why I made relationships such a small part of my life and focus. I mean, I wanted maximum benefit from them, maximum fulfillment with minimal amount of effort. Now, of course, I didn't see it that way. I didn't see why I pushed them into such a small corner. But if you put that amount of effort into them, they're not going to be everything that you expect. If they are, so you have a low expectation, right? So just something to think about. So a lot of guys say, what, I can lock down after meeting a girl I know and whatever. And it's like 30 years old, 25 years old. Right. The truth of the matter is, again, just step aside. Relationships, you're just getting to know each other. Dating is just getting to know each other. Right. I know if someone doesn't like you to the level that you like them, or they're not as committed, or they're still figuring things out. First of all, I mean, they have nothing to do with you. It's just their journey. It's their just journey. I can tell you this: the man I am for my wife, the majority of it is me getting my own stuff together and me getting really focused on what I needed for my life. You know, that made all her greatness shine through. I mean, I could have met her 10 years ago and I just wasn't in a place. So, you know, if a girl has wandering eyes or whatever, I mean, that's her journey. It probably has very little to do with you. Right, that's number one. And you know, if it does have, she tells you, well, you're not very attentive, you're all into your bodybuilding and training, and I want to know why you're so committed to bodybuilding and training, you'll never miss a workout, and you're so tenacious, and you got to get up early in the morning, but when I want you to give me more connection and listening, I'm a bother to you. You want me, but you're not even a quarter of the way tenacious towards your bodybuilding as you are towards this relationship, and you wonder why I'm talking to some guy on the internet. Just something to think about, guys, right? You know, but the point is it's just dating. It's just getting to know each other. Yeah, it would be nice if you can just lock down and for the rest of your life after 3 months. I mean, just like in the romantic comedies. But they're going to learn something about you. You're going to learn something about them. And that's what dating is for. I mean, the real clock doesn't start till you actually, you know, commit, right? And you want to know, you know, you're making those decisions too, whether you realize it or not, whether you're in it, dating, right? You need more time. 3 months or whatever isn't going to do it, but you lock down and expect that. And again, if they show those type of things that they're, again, don't take it personally if they're not ready, if they're not in that place. And many times, guys, and you guys know this, I mean, when you guys started dating, she had so many challenges. She had all the bad boyfriends beforehand that mistreated her that she was in. I mean, obviously, you know, you're not Mr. Wonderful to save her life. She's obviously been in a pattern for the 25, 30 years before you met her that she's got some stuff that she probably needs to get together. So when you, Mr. Wonderful, come to date her, she probably isn't finished going through that journey, right? And you want to know that. You really want to know that, right? So I think that it's unreal. Your big brother, your father figure, Skip, talking to you young guys, you know, I think it's really unrealistic to expect total commitment for the rest of your life, someone you're dating just a couple months, because they don't know everything about you. You don't know everything about them. You know, you assume the best, right? But you know what? Here's the thing about it. You're strong enough. You're going to eventually figure it out. And I know it's painful. It's hurts your ego when something like that happens. But let me just tell you, the best of us, if guys were open, it's happened to the best of us, right? So if that has happened to you in the past, it's happened to you currently, you're going through that pain, you know, when you make it to the other side, you know, and you become focused on your big vision, right? Maybe you have too much of these dramatic connections to relationships where you've either put too much or too little into them. When you get that all figured out, you know, it's going to be so worth all the these type of challenges, no matter how painful, that you've gone through when you really become that man you really want to be, right? So my advice for him is to kind of try to look at it another way. When you're in those situations, a lot of times, you know, the truth of the matter is, you heard, you know, a boyfriend, one of your guy friends who went through that same situation, and where there was less emotional intensity, meaning it wasn't you who was going through it, right? And what did he say? Left, dude, forget about her. Hey, that happens, whatever. You know, just keep on looking forward. But sometimes the biggest challenge is that we understand that ourselves. Now, the bottom line is, when you get clear on what it is you want, right? When you get really clear, and that's why I reach out and I give you the opportunity to send me, to fill out that form on skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. When you get so crystal clear on what it is you want for your life, right? Choosing the right people, you know, should I stick with this person or shouldn't I? It becomes so much easier when you know where you're going. When you know where you're going. The people who know where they're going, and it's a skill set, something for you to just continually work on to try to develop. Keep on asking yourself that question. Good people, strong people will follow you when you know where you're going. When you're kind of looking around, not quite so sure, you're going to attract people who are kind of figuring out things too, right? And so if they shift their mindset, well, you may shift your mindset until you get clear. So any relationship, it starts with you and you knowing what you want. First of all, think big, dream, no matter how unrealistic it may seem at this point, because what you need to do, the person you need to become, the morning connection, live video chats you need to show up for, you know, the man formation website, all the articles that you read, you'll find a way to become that man who is going to have to do these things to achieve those goals. But it first starts when you get that clear, clear vision. That's why, you know, the name of that session I reach out for is called Get Clear, Get Focused, Get Results. This is a process that I take you guys through. It's like I'm like a personal trainer. One more rep, one more rep. I get you really to clearly identify what it is you want. Why it's so important to you, the emotional reasons, because we're all driven by emotion, right? Why it's so important to you. Help you identify the obstacles that are in your way, the ones that are obvious that you already know, and the ones that you may not quite understand yet, but it'll come out in conversation. And then I really connect you to, where is that affecting you? You've got these immediate goals in front of you, but where might that be negatively affecting other areas of your life, like relationships, right? And then I get you to think about the challenges that you talk about that are getting in your way. How long have those been going on? Now, if you're like me, is the challenge that prevent me from going to the next level, no matter what I accomplish, the next level, it's the same challenge. That's what this is, MTC, mental toughness conditioning, because it's the same challenge, just in a different version or a lighter form that I felt when I was like 15 years old. And many times you'll see that too. So now is the time to actually get those things going. But it all starts with your heart, your emotion, and your clear mind. It's the rock appeal to all achievement and all fulfillment and happiness. And again, getting back to the gentleman who filled out the form about the relationship, I hope that's helpful. I hope that's helpful without even knowing the specifics. So that's our morning connection for today. Thank you so much for joining. Again, for the gentleman who happened to see it on my email list, this is what we do. You can see the back podcast on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher. Go to youtube.com/SkipLaCour. Also, right here on his Facebook page, Periscope, they only last for a day or so. But you can see what we've been talking about these last couple months or so and where we're going in the future. Thank you so much, Ben. Thank you so much for showing up today. Send me an email. Reach out. Give me some fuel, right? I have this direction where I want to take all this, but tell me. Reach out. Send me an email at skip@skiplaCour.com. skip@skiplaCour.com. Tell me what you find most valuable about this time we spend together. All right? Have an awesome, amazing, outstanding, great day.